This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Nearly 50 years after a 1977 murder, 68-year-old James Fowler is being returned to Kenosha to face charges. Investigators say they linked him to Ralph Giannoli's death through DNA evidence. Giannoli's family says they're grateful the case is finally moving forward. Fowler is being extradited back to Wisconsin. Racine County is reopening its cases against Timothy Olson now that he's finished getting his Milwaukee County sentence. Here, he faces charges of sexual assault and identity theft, accused of targeting intoxicated or drugged women. His Racine County cases have been on hold for more than 3 years. A hearing is expected in the next few months. A three-judge panel has dismissed a lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's congressional map, keeping current district lines in place for now. The judges said only the Wisconsin Supreme Court can take up the issue, though an appeal is still possible. Clean Wisconsin is suing the EPA over a policy that could loosen mercury limits at coal plants. The group says the change will increase dangerous pollution, while the agency argues it's trying to reduce red tape. And the Racine Zoo is welcoming a 5-year-old black rhino named a Yubu from a Kansas zoo. It's all part of a national conservation effort. The new Racine rhino will spend about a month in quarantine before going on display in his new home. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A three-judge panel has thrown out a challenge to Wisconsin's congressional map, a ruling that keeps the current district lines in place for now. The judges from Dane, Outagamie, and Milwaukee counties said they don't have the authority to weigh in without direction from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The lawsuit, filed by 11 state residents, claimed the map was the result of illegal partisan gerrymandering. Republicans are calling the decision a big win, while the case could still head to appeal. Governor Tony Evers yesterday blocked several Republican-backed bills focused on transgender and gender nonconforming kids. Evers says the measures would endanger youth and fuel discrimination, while supporters argue they're needed to protect fairness in sports and give parents a stronger voice. The vetoes came on International Transgender Day of Visibility. Lawmakers could try to override the vetoes, though that's unlikely with current numbers in the legislature. And it's an all-Wisconsin championship to be named the strongest town in America. The competition by the foundation Strong Towns started with 16 locations and is now down to the final two, with Madison taking on West Allis. The foundation says the 2026 contest is about progress, not perfection, adding these towns embody that spirit. Voting for the championship round will be available through this Friday. Sheboygan also made it to the final four, but was eliminated by Madison. Some past winners of the Strongest Town contest include Watertown, South Dakota, Jasper, Indiana, Brattleboro, Vermont, and Marion, Ohio from 2025. Get details online about voting. StrongestTown.com. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Rays.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports
from AmFam Field, where the Brewers battled back to beat the Rays 6-2. Home runs from Jake Bowers, Gary Sanchez, right-hander Brandon Woodruff gave up 2 runs, but struck out 6 in 5 innings of work to get the win, featuring his fastball.
If I was going to use bullets, I didn't want to use them in the minor leagues. I was recovering. You know, I'd kind of mentioned that before, and I wanted to be here with the guys. It's a good feeling breaking camp and just being with everybody, and It was just a good feeling for me, and I really wanted to do that. And, you know, with the pitch count I was at, if I couldn't get through 5 innings, then that's on me.
The series wrapping up today. NBA, the Bucks beat the Dallas Mavericks at 5-serve form, 123-99, snapping a 4-game losing streak. Doc Rivers says these guys haven't given up.
Season hasn't gone the way we wanted to, but you keep working on chemistry and building together. That leads to the following year.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have rain and thunderstorms on the way tonight and tomorrow. Rain could be heavy with 1 to 1.5 inches or more likely through tomorrow. And we could have a few strong to severe thunderstorms tomorrow as well. Today, mostly cloudy, breezy, 40. Tonight, rain develops, will drop to 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.